Usually when they they split like that, you never can tell. It may go one way or the other.
Doing a parody.
GNR's cassette tape come out. It wasn't even a CD at the time. I guess you and I would have been late middle school, early high school. A few memories.
Just at the tail end of like the big hair metal era, you know, the cheesy power ballad thing, but late 80s, I think, yeah, very late 80s.
Roger that, that's what I was thinking. I still remember the cassette tape cover for Appetite for Destruction was the first one, so yeah, I remember it.
It's out today, that's for sure.
Quite a few of them over here myself.
I'm at Wharf already, and I'm only at Woodruff Road. That I was in the black hole.
No, I didn't. I was yawning and dealing with the traffic here, so I didn't say anything.
That's turned up to 11 today.
Sometimes you come through there, there's nothing, and other times it's all you can hear. Do you remember the website Napster that come out right around the inception of the internet and CDs?
Of course I remember that.
Everybody's trading music until they got shut down for copyright infringements because somebody wasn't making their share.
Lawsuits, and I remember they tried to take the company legit, and I think it's still around in some form or another, but I don't think it does the peer-to-peer file sharing anymore. I think they tried to become some kind of legit media company, and I'm not sure what it's up to today.
I hadn't heard nothing about it in a long time, but I mean, that was the early Pandora and Spotify and all that. Any of that stuff in many years.
Yeah, torrent is still a big thing, and since nobody controls torrent, you know, you can't really sue anybody. You have to go after the individual people who are doing it, and of course a lot of software is distributed via torrent, which is totally legit too. Like, you know, if you want to download Linux, the best way to do it is through BitTorrent. But other than that, I don't think there are any other file sharing things around. I think Mega, that one in New Zealand, got shut down when they arrested Kim.com. And then maybe there were some others, but I don't know if they're still around.
I have a big thing with file sharing. With it, but it was more for computer files and stuff like that. But at that point, computers were the furthest thing from my mind. I really didn't care about them.
MP3s came out, my computer wasn't fast enough to play them back. I had this little 486 machine, and this was probably back in like 1996 or 7 or something, and it literally was not fast enough to play back an MP3.
I remember that. You had to deal with Windows Media to play that stuff.
Playing on Linux, and yeah, it just couldn't do it. Decoder and actually decode the MP3s to PCM files that the native sound app could play back.
Far we've come from reel to reel to now where you don't even have to have anything, a little card, a little clip, which was holding all that stuff.
The heavy bolt here doesn't even have a CD player in it. It has it has two USB ports. One of them you can plug a thumb drive into, but, you know, like, why do you even need to do that anymore? Everything is online and streaming.
Unless you want to create your own playlist, but I guess Spotify lets you do that. I'm not real familiar with it.
After years, and you can do your own playlists and stuff in there. And the car here has native apps for Spotify and Audible and all kinds of stuff. You can, you know, the car is connected to the internet, and it can just do all that stuff independently, although I have it tied through my my phone, so I can use the apps on the phone as well. So, yeah, it's kind of crazy how far we've come.
From a kid growing up in the 70s, like I said, listening to 8-tracks and changing those out and couldn't get them hot. had to keep them just right, and it wad up, and to now where you don't have any of that. It's just on your phone streaming all the time.
The portable CD players came out that had skip protection in them?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I was right around freshman year of high school, something like that.
First portable that had skip protection, and it was a night and day difference, because I had one in my car in high school, and, because I had a regular one in my car, and every time I hit a bump, it would skip or whatever, but then I had a portable, with skip protection that I plugged in through the cassette, had one of those cassette tape adapters, and it would be able to tolerate the bumps, and I was like, holy cow, this is amazing.
I know that. I've done the same thing. I still got one of those cassette tapes in the Excursion because it's got a cassette player in it, and still use it.
CDs and CD players anymore?
You can still buy CDs, but I don't know about a CD player. You can still buy them to go in your car, but I don't know about the personal ones.
One on some of these online places. They still sell them. KB4 CPA.
I want a Walkman. KB2HX says.
Hey, we drug them out of the woodworks now. Hey, Dave. And Dave.
Got you, JKT.
To HXS, you take it, and then we'll drop over to Dave.
Oh, okay, don't. Yeah, I got a bunch of cassette tapes and 8-tracks, and I got to listen to them on something. Go ahead, Dave. KB4CBA in the group. KB2HXS.
I guess I have an old computer because it still plays. It plays CDs. It's mainly, to download software, but for my radio, for like a new radio, that I program the frequencies in and that kind of thing. But then I have, and that's a PC. I have a mini Mac upstairs, and I have a little portable CD player, a little tiny thing, and it plugs into that, so I can burn CDs, or I can, get the info off of them, whatever I want to do, because I have a music program, and I just missed my turn. I need to hang up and drive here. Anyway, I have a music program, and I sometimes I record stuff, and I'll put it on the CD.
I haven't made a mix CD in many, 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 many years, but I do still have a computer that's got a drive in it that does HD DVDs, because I still have a few HD DVDs from back in the day when Blu-ray and Sony and Toshiba were duking it out. So I keep an HD DVD player on hand for the times I want to see those.
I've got the same thing, but don't use much anymore. And then I got me to thinking about the original iPod when Dave said Walkman. It was bigger than our phones now.
There's a little thingy. I have one. Well, gentlemen, I'm pulling into my driveway. I just had to get my 2 cents in there. Y'all have a nice day. Dave, CPA to get it, KB2HXS.
Well, I guess everybody puts stuff on a flash drive and that kind of thing now, but anyway, I watched a guy swallow one of those on a show, or, they make it look like he's swallowing it, and I just thought to myself, I just couldn't go there. But anyway, have a good one, Dave, and gosh, I don't even know who's in here, so somebody pick it up. KB4CPA.
Bye-bye.
Pick it up, and
Yeah, sitting here thinking about some of that old stuff I hadn't thought about in years. It's bringing back some memories of things you used to get into and don't need to bring up on the air. And but guys, I am at my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out. Dave, Eric, y'all be careful, and maybe I'll catch you here in a little bit. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3, guys.
Patrick.
Yeah, I'm going to jump off of here, too, and deal with some of this traffic. It's getting kind of thick, so we'll talk to you later. W2JKT, clear.
Is there anybody left?
But, yeah, it's every time I'm getting up north here around Lyman, I don't know what it is about 85 north, but it tends to start getting a little crazy.
Gosh, thankfully, I haven't been that way in a long time. I'm on 85 North, but I just went under White Horse Road Bridge, and I'm headed to, I'll take 291 down here, a couple, 2 miles. White Horse Road and 291 are exactly 2 miles apart.
I asked about 10 minutes ago. I'm headed up towards North Carolina.
Behind you somewhere here. I was looking for a mile marker. Yeah.
You were northbound. Yeah, I'm up at 60, coming up at exit 68.
Yeah. I hope traffic's moving along for you, and I was looking at my rearview mirror. I don't know if it's a police car or not. It's hard to tell sometimes. Oh, me. Well, anyway, I think you said you needed to go, but so we'll talk to you later. KB4CBA.
Hi there, his name here is Eric, by the way, but yeah, about to hit this construction zone in a few miles. So anyway, catch you later. Hope you have a great day. This is W2JKT73.
I'm going to head up the mountain, too. NC9V.